My name's Mookie, the music director here on 88.5 KCSN here in Los Angeles, encouraging you to sign up to be a member of the radio station if you haven't done that quite yet. Support our mission of supporting the community of artists. We would appreciate that. In studio today is Amy Shark, all the way from Australia. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for taking the time. Is this your first go-round around the United States, or have you been out here before?
I've been out here before, but not doing what I'm doing this time around.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are you doing this time out?
Pretty much just taking around my music and just seeing if anyone likes it.
Right. I would say what you're doing right now is you're hitting up a lot of the country.
Yeah.
And basically laying the groundwork for this new EP, which is available right now, called Night Thinker. And I guess laying the groundwork as well for some headlining dates when you come back to the United States.
That sounds good. Can I write that down? I'm going to take that everywhere I go.
You can. And for the next record, remember me in your liner notes. And
maybe definitely.
Give KCSN a nice thank you.
I definitely will.
Anyway, you're here to play some music. I imagine some of these songs or all of these songs are on the new EP.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get right into it if you don't mind. What did you want to play for us first?
I might play Weekends, which is like a very new single that's out where I live at the moment.
Okay. Again, this is Amy Shark, live in studio on 88.5 KCSN.
You burn me from sleeping pills and codeine. I'm at my best, just even knowing you're coming around. You're coming around. You switch from vodka, lime, and soda. And I hate every girl that's ever known you. And you know a lot about me. It's more than I can stand. Only on weekends we feel the love. Only on weekends this happens to us. Only on weekends I have no room for anyone else but you. And I took your number quicker than my next breath. I call your house phone just to listen, to hear what your life might sound like. What your life might sound like. Only on weekends we feel the love. Only on weekends this happens to us. Only on weekends I have no room for anyone else but you. And only on weekends we feel the same. Only on weekends it's what we do. Only on weekends I have no room for anyone else but you. And there's a place for us. There's a tiny little room for two, and it's crystallized in my mind, that tiny little room with you. Only on weekends. Only on weekends we feel the love. Only on weekends this happens to us. Only on weekends I have.
All right, very good. The song's called Weekends. It's brand new from Amy Shark, who's live in the studio right now on Listener Supported. 88.5 KCSN, the Night Thinker EP, is now available to everybody. And someone was just telling me the EP is already number one in your native Australia. Amazing. Now, stuff like this doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you've been grinding it out as an independent artist for a very long time now, right?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough slog.
Yeah. Does that mean just playing dive bars and playing coffee shops and not ever and saying yes to a lot of these gigs that come down the pike?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I played a lot of cover gigs actually, like at home. I never really escaped the Gold Coast really, which is probably my own fault for not pushing it further, but
the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's probably the worst place ever to be a musician. Like, there's not much
right?
going on there.
That's interesting to think about, and we know very little about Australia, but there is just a wave of talented musicians coming out of there.
Yeah, I think so.
Whether it's, you know, like the indie electro pop type of vibe, or singer songwriters, or artists like Courtney Barnett, or whatever. So in my head, I pictured just the entire country of Australia is just this place that fosters the arts.
Yeah.
But the
it's kind of like America. Like, there's so many different cities, not as many as here, obviously. But yeah. And I think like Gold Coast is just like, it's nowhere near on like Melbourne's level or Sydney's level. Like, uh-huh. It's just a bit harder. Uh-huh. Obviously, there's not much like to compete with there, that's fine. But then when you know, it's just hard to make some waves from where I live.
So. Right. What advice would you give to an artist who wants to make music their full-time job?
I think the main thing, I've sort of been asked that question a little bit. And the biggest thing that helped me was just not care so much about everything else and just write a really good song. Like, just really hone in on your artwork and just concentrate on that, because at the end of the day, the song is gonna be the main driver. Like, everything else just falls by the wayside. Like, you know, the song is the most important thing.
Focus on your craft as an artist, and everything will more or less fall into place if the drive and the passion is there.
You know, obviously not always, but I feel like if something beautiful is created, it has a way of getting out there. And there's a lot of platforms these days, but I think you're going to shine brighter if you are doing it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. The song Adore has been floating around for quite some time now. It's new to us. We've been playing it on the air for a little bit on KCSN. Again, this is Amy Shark live in studio. You'll be back in Southern California in June playing the Echo, and that'll be super fun. I did have more questions for you, but would you mind ripping into another song
To, for sure.
Cool.
I was going to do a song called Deleted.
Okay.
Off my EP. It's sort of like the last track off my EP.
Again, the Night Thinker EP is available right now. And is that where you do most of your thinking?
It is, night? Actually. Yeah, nighttime is sort of when I'm on fire. Yeah.
And writing and recording, and your go-to instrument is that guitar in your hand right there to write music?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Everything sort of has to come from the acoustic first before it gets into the studio for me.
That leads me to my next question, but I'll wait for after the song if you don't mind. Again, this is Amy Shark live in studio today.
Always in a hurry and I never seem to get him alone. Man, these girls are skinny, pretty cool to be a bag of bones. Oh, you know that I care. You know I'm here. I just wanna know you, I just wanna be a part of your life. My broken bridges are up again and everything's fine. Oh, you know that I care. You know I'm here. So just keep an eye on me. And don't forget to watch our deleted scenes. Can't believe we're sitting talking just under a meter apart. Totally alone, I feel you breaking off a piece of my heart. Oh, you know that I care. You know I'm here. You know I care. And I'll always be here. So just keep an eye on me. Don't forget to watch our deleted scenes. So just keep an eye on me. Don't forget to watch our deleted scenes. So just keep an eye on me. Don't forget to watch our deleted scenes. First, and I'm a memory to you, and you know how I work. Always in a hurry, and I never seem to get you alone. In a hurry, and I never seem to get you alone. Always in a hurry, and I never seem to get you alone.
All right, that's Amy Shark live in studio. It's a new song for us. It's called Deleted, off the new EP available right now called Night Thinker. Brilliantly done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Again, I touched on this earlier. You have huge success in your native Australia, and I'm pretty sure that a certain radio station out there took notice, and that's got to be part of your recent success, especially with the song Adore. And the station is Triple J. Could you talk about that just a little bit? And do you attribute, you know, their, I guess, being on board with the record to your recent success in a way?
Oh, 100%. It's you know, it's very different back home. They're such a massive champion for anyone, like, and it's a big achievement getting your song played on that station. You know, they're the tastemaker, and it's, yeah, like, you know, even if you get your song played once, it's such a high five moment. So they really backed me.
Do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time?
Yeah, well, I got told that they were going to, like, premiere it, and I was like, whoa, this is so crazy. Like, mm-hmm. It's actually booked in, like, they're going to play it. So, yeah, I remember I was sitting in the car just with some friends, and, yeah, it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, but I was like, that's probably the last time I'll hear it on the radio, so everyone's like filming it.
No, and I guess that's not the case. That's not the case at all. We'll be hearing your music for years to come, hopefully. Again, you'll be back in Southern California in June playing The Echo. Is it going to be solo acoustic, or are you going to bring some other musicians out with you that time around?
I've got, it'll just be me and a drummer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of, like, I switched from acoustic to electric, and there's some track in there as well. But yeah, so it'll just be two piece.
So as far as all the musical arrangements for, like, the record and the live performances, are you doing all of that yourself, not just writing the guitar parts?
How it sort of works for me is I write, like, the song, and I'll write everything on acoustic and have it pretty much ready as a solid song, but just a stripped back version.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in the studio, and usually I can hear sort of beat in my head and a lot of production ideas before, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely no beat maker. I don't even try to be, so
right.
that I'd need a producer. Yeah.
Right. So you're not opposed to sharing your music with people and collaborating in the studio or as a writer or anything like that?
I definitely probably will be one day. It's just I've been a Lone Ranger for so many years, so I still like doing it all myself. Mm-hmm. I still like writing everything myself, and all my songs are pretty, like, they're all about me. Like, they're all autobiographical, so I don't know if I'd be comfortable, like, writing with someone else just yet.
Yeah, because songwriting could absolutely be very personal.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So I guess you have to be ready to share some of that stuff with the general public or a collaborator.
Yeah.
Again, this is Amy Shark live in studio. We would love to get a version of the song Adore, if you don't mind. Is that something we could hear?
That's going to be the next song. So
fabulous. So this is the KCSN version of the song Adore from Amy Shark. By the way, if people want to like tweet at you, are you tweeting these days?
Yeah, I tweet.
Or where could people find you on social media?
So I'm like just Amy Shark.
Okay.
Official, I think some of them are, but Amy Shark, you'll find me.
There you go.
Or you'll find a whole heap of shark attacks or something.
Right.
Anything's bound to be a good watch, though.
The Night Thinker EP is available now. It is brand new. It's the major label debut, which is very exciting. This is Amy Shark.
Gonna stand with my back hanging off my left arm. Just gonna walk home kicking stones at parked cars. But I had a great night, cause you kept rubbing against my arm. Just gonna stand with my back hanging off my left arm. Get me a drink, I get drunk off one sip just so I can adore you. I want the entire street out of town just so I can be alone with you. Now go when you're ready, my head's getting heavy, pressed against your arm. I adore you. All of my money is spent on these nights just so we can hang out. Squeezing in and out of these dresses, I wanna be found by you. Found by you. Me a drink, I get drunk off one sip just so I can adore you. I want the entire street out of town just so I can be alone with you. Now go when you're ready, my head's getting heavy, pressed against your arm just to adore you. I adore you. I kick the gutter in tight shorts, basketball courts. Watch me watch him talk to girls. I'm known as a right-hand slugger. Anybody else wanna touch my lover? Get me a drink, I get drunk, I want one sip just so I can adore you. I want the entire street out of town just so I can be alone with you. Now go when you're ready, my head's getting heavy, pressed against your arm, just to adore you. I adore you.
Really great stuff there. The song is called Adore, and that is Amy Shark live in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Again, we can't wait for you to come back and play a proper gig at the Echo, and that's going to be in June. And I guess if people Google Amy Shark, that should take them to where they need to be, you know?
Yeah, I think you'll get there, though.
Is there anything that you would like the general public to know about your music or the people of Los Angeles that might not be familiar with you thus far?
I guess the music kind of speaks for itself because I don't really hold back much in every song. So it's like everyone will probably get to know me more and more the more music they listen to, I guess.
Right on. Well, that makes sense. Again, thanks so much for being here. We'll catch up with you in, I guess, a couple of months from now.
Sounds good.
All right. Amy Shark, 88.5 KCSN.